Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And here's our first news story for this hour. In Caseville, members of the Caseville School District's National Honor Society are doing a collection drive to help deployed soldiers. From November 1st to November 14th, the NHS will be accepting new donated items to send to soldiers. Some of the suggested items to donate are fleece throw blankets, journal books, beanie hats, coffee K-pods, holiday stocking with sample size of colognes, hanging car air fresheners, handmade cards, notes, and letters. Donated items will be accepted at the Caseville School to be delivered to those soldiers who won't be home for the holidays because they are deployed overseas. And in Sebewing, the Village of Sebewing Police Department has proudly announced the establishment of a new community resource area within its facility. The crucial initiative was developed in collaboration with the Huron County Recovery and Prevention Coalition, the Huron County Department's Health Department, and the Pier 360 Recovery Group. The new resource area is a direct response to the community's recognized need for accessible local services, especially considering Sebewing's remote location from the county seat of Bad Axe and the main health department offices. The community can now access several vital health and safety resources at no charge at the police station, a significant step in making critical supplies immediately available, such as Narcan kits, drug deactivation kits, Sharps containers, and community resource literature and materials. The Village of Sebewing Police Department extended special thanks to Shelley from the HCHD and Brandon from Pier 360, whose dedication and collaboration were instrumental in bringing this project to reality. And in Brown City, there will be several things happening in the Brown City next week. There will be a police committee meeting at 5 p.m. Monday, where there will be a discussion on police procedures. The city's regular meeting will follow that at 6 p.m. According to the preliminary agenda, there will be a report by the DPW, some budget adjustments, and working on a plan for the transition of City Hall operations and a manager's report. On Tuesday, October 28th, there will be a Park and Recreation Board meeting at 7 p.m. Some of the preliminary agenda items include discussion on replacement of the summer recreation shed, damage to the picnic tables, and the next phase for Pavilion. Tuesday is also the last day for the soon-to-be former city manager, Chuck Bennett, who gave his previous notice of his resignation. And in our national news, a major gambling investigation in pro basketball has resulted in charges for several coaches and one NBA player following the months-long probe. The Heat's Terry Rozier was arrested in a separate incident tied to illegal betting activities. League officials stressed their commitment to transparency and integrity, vowing further action if additional violations are uncovered. Sports analysts note that this may spark new rules and oversight in professional sports betting. The case remains active as authorities gather more evidence. Further details are anticipated in an upcoming press conference. And in our international news, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met with King Charles in London, urging more missile defense systems and stricter global sanctions on Russia. The meeting came as Russian forces intensified attacks on major Ukrainian cities. European leaders reaffirmed their commitment to supporting Ukraine's sovereignty and humanitarian needs. Zelensky also called for broader diplomatic pressure to end hostilities. Military analysts expect fighting to escalate as both sides bolster their positions. International organizations continue to deliver aid to affected areas. And that's been your local, regional, national, and international news, along with your obituaries, weather, and more, which you can get right here on thumbnet.net. And there are no obituaries to report for this hour.